Let us bring in the great procrastinator. No, prognosticator.
Yeah, maybe more like procrastinator. Yeah, exactly.
Prognosticator. Pat Pagano, who will Groundhog Day is tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And so you've got to beat the groundhog, because we've got an interesting weather situation over the next couple of days.
That's putting it really loosely. I mean, if it wasn't for Super Bowl, I don't think this would be as important. That's my feeling. But because of Super Bowl and everybody having parties and being on the road Sunday night, there's a lot of concerns, you know. What will be the condition of people when they get behind their wheel Sunday night? That's one big thing. Two, a lot of the snow removal, plow operators, and things like that. Most of those people will also be at parties, and the last thing they want to do is have to hit the roads on Super Bowl night to work. So you know, a lot of people could be calling in sick and stuff like that. So. You know, it's got a lot of people very, very much concerned. Let's go with today first. We do have a cold front that is moving our way, and it will produce some rain later today, with the snow shower threat is just about over. Low 40s. The rain will change to snow after midnight tonight in the upper 20s. 1 to 2 inches a possibility by tomorrow morning. It will end tomorrow morning by 9 o'clock. Then partly sunny and windy, high of 30 and falling through the 20s. Saturday, no problem. Sun and clouds, 25 to 30. The problem with Sunday into Monday is there are two lows again. One with the northern jet stream, that's the Clipper low, and the other one with the southern jet, and that is in the Gulf States. The thinking is, at least from what I could see now, is that even if the Gulf State low takes off and it's off the coast, a lot of the cold air, that we don't have a cold high to the north and east of us in place to keep the cold air firmly entrenched. So the cold air, while it may be down on the ground, there will be an intrusion of somewhat milder air coming in above the ground. And this could create one big headache, especially for our listening area. I'm thinking that by the time Sunday morning rolls around, there'll be snow showers. And as we go into the afternoon, there'll be a steadier snow. I don't think it'll be heavy, but nevertheless, during Sunday, you could see 1 to 3 inches during the day. Then at night is the problem. Looks like the rain snow line is going to work in from Long Island Sound and come up through Connecticut. It will get to Sharon or Northwest Connecticut sometime Super Bowl evening, when the snow will become a wintry mix. However, it may not get to the Catskills, the Berkshires, etc. And those places could stay all snow. So it is going to be a big difference between those places and Northwest Connecticut and the rest of Connecticut. By Monday, all of this precip, we'll just say a wintry mix will end in the morning and it'll clear out. I'm thinking along the lines that for most of the state, they will see their accumulation principally on Sunday and not Sunday night. Sharon may get a little bit more in the order of like 2 to 4. But when you get to the Catskills on up through the Berkshires, those places could see 6 or more. And that is the name of that tune.
Now, could that change at all?
Oh, of course it could. What a joke. That could definitely change. That could definitely change. You know, again, we're looking at, again, two jet streams. And if that energy in the southern jet stream could get out ahead of the one in the northern stream, we could have an all snow situation, and pretty meaty at that. The other thing is that on the heels of this comes another system sometime Wednesday into Thursday. And we'll have to see what that is going to do, because, again, that modeling this morning is not saying to us, it's not saying, you know, folks, don't worry, because if you don't get it on this one and you want snow, you'll get it on the next one. That is not the case. The modeling is saying that even the next one could be a mixed bag, which I really don't care for. But, you know, again, I keep thinking about my long range forecast. That's what I keep thinking about. And I say to myself, well, is that long range forecast going to be better than these short range forecasts? I don't know, Marshall. But I'm looking at the GFS right now, valid for Wednesday.
Yeah.
And as of Wednesday, they have a low in West Virginia. And the rain-snow line extends from New Hampshire to Albany. South of that line, it's rain. North of that line, it's snow. And that is Wednesday. And what happens to that low? That low, by Wednesday night, goes from West Virginia to Caribou, Maine. And it may cause, by Wednesday night, the rain to change back to some sleet or snow and then end. So, I mean, could that change too? Of course it could. You know, whatever happens to the system on Sunday into Monday could be an important gear for the next storm, Wednesday into Thursday. Because let's just hypothetically say that the storm on Monday anchors itself off the Canadian Maritimes. It will cause the upper air winds to get deflected a little bit further south. So then the storm in West Virginia, instead of moving northeastward to Maine, could go from West Virginia to the New Jersey coast. And that could change the whole ball of wax and it could be all snow. So we'll just have to wait, watch, and see. But it certainly is packing a punch, as we kind of figured it would in the month of February. There's another one after that, by the way. But we won't even discuss that.
Okay. You're going to be a busy guy for the next week.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm really not. You know, it's one thing when it's clear as to what's going to happen. It's another thing when there are just an array of different possibilities. And again, folks, what I think, the more models that we have, the worse it gets, because you have many to consider. And back in the good old days, there was two. You looked at the two models and you decided. If they both were, you know, they both were on the same page, good, here we go. If they were opposite, you had to pick one and go with it.
It was 50-50. Now it's like 20-20.
Oh, please. Yeah. So that's a scoop there. And in the meantime, you don't have anything planned, though, right? So you don't have any trips or anything like that.
I think we're going to go into the city today to make up for the one I missed on Tuesday. And then on Super Bowl Sunday, I'll just, come into work like I do in the normal. Then I'll go home. No, I don't have anything special planned on Super Bowl Sunday. No.
Okay. And today it's going to start raining in the city about 12 o'clock.
Oh, good. That's right when we get down there.
Yeah, about 12 o'clock. But it'll be mild, It'll be above freezing, so you don't have to worry about that. It's just that you don't like 30s and rain.
No, I don't.
I know you don't.
I don't like 40s and rain. Matter of fact, I don't like 50 and rain. I just don't like cold rain.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I love a warm rain, like a tropical rain when it's 75, 70, anything like that. I love it.
You could take that, right.
I love it. It's great.
You may be seeing a cold rain Sunday night. Especially in Northwest Connecticut. And I'm just a little nervous as to how quick the temperature is going to respond, because if it starts coming down as rain and your temperature is at 30, 31 degrees, you start getting freezing rain.
I'm going to predict right now.
Go ahead.
We're going to get all snow. It's going to be a wet snow. And it's going to be like 6 inches of cement to shovel. That's what I'm predicting right now.
Well, I'd rather be able to predict that than the mess that we're predicting now, because that to me may not be, may be hard to shovel, but it's a lot easier to take than all this back and forth and, changing all the stuff.
No, that's not Pat's forecast. That's Marshall's. Okay.
That's Marshall's.
That's right. I'm not going to put the blame on you.
Please.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow and see what the deal is.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.